Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello, this is Damien Hines with a Member of Parliament update for Petersfield's Shine Radio. All of our thoughts, of course, continue to be with the people of Ukraine and the terrible situation they and their country find themselves in. Britain, of course, is one of the biggest bilateral donors to the region, both in terms of humanitarian aid as well as to military assistance to the Ukrainian forces. And locally, of course, our community groups, our schools in East Hampshire have been doing amazing things to support as well. And I know that those community groups, our local churches and others, will be closely involved in the Homes for Ukraine programme as it develops. And meanwhile, the extended families scheme continues to progress apace with thousands of visas being administered now every day. At the parliamentary end of things, we've been thinking a great deal about how to maximise the effectiveness of sanctions and other restrictions to really bring home to Putin's regime the costs of this terrible action that they have embarked upon. So we had the Economic Crime Transparency and Enforcement Bill a couple of weeks ago, which part of which fell to me as in part of my security minister duties. And we're going to have more legislation to come when the new session of Parliament starts in a very few weeks' time. Also in the last couple of weeks, on a separate tack, although there is some read across, we've introduced the Online Safety Bill, which again I will have part of a role in because some of it comes under my responsibility at the Home Office, although it's got a much wider application as well. Online, the internet technology really is changing so much of our lives, some of it in good ways and being able to connect right across the world, some of it in bad ways, some of the pressures that are on young people. And it's also changing the way we shop and the way we bank. And I'm very disappointed to note the upcoming closure of another bank branch, this time HSBC in Petersfield. I have spoken to HSBC management and got from them assurances over what it will be possible for existing customers to do through the post office in the square, as well as, of course, the availability of their other branches in Waterlooville and Alton. It's been great interacting with our schools again. I had the opportunity to join churches for part of their tercentenary celebrations, planting 1,500 trees. I only planted one of them, but it was great to be part of that. And I'm looking forward to being at TPS next week. With spring in the air, and actually, as I record this, it's gorgeous weather outside. But thoughts turn to our beautiful area and all the opportunities there are to explore it. And for English Tourism Week, we had the idea that of creating a series of videos, short videos, just showcasing different things around the constituency. I started the first one of those. We did at Petersfield Museum the other day, and it was great fun to do. But there's so much in our area to promote, so much to show to others. And of course, visitors, the visitor economy is so important for our local employment and our local economy.
Queen of the Borders.
I wanted to get a head start because I don't think I did the previous year.
King of the Allotments.
So I've always been keen on gardening, forever.
Petersfield Gardening Royalty. Growing together on Shine Radio.
Give it a go this year, you never know, and we're here on hand if you have any questions.
Growing Together with Claire Venice and Steve Amos. New every month and always online at shineradio.uk.